Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis of Maseches Sukkah, but we are holding still on Tes Vav Amud Aleph, and we're at the Mishnah on the bottom of Tes Vav Amud Aleph. So let's, the page here says the Mishnah. Hamakaras sukkaso b'shvudin o ba'aruchas hamita. If a person covers his sukkah with spits, which are a kli, or with aruchas hamita, with the side of a bed. Im yesh revach b'nein kamosan. So if there's as much space between them as the space that these kelim take up, and then you fill that space with schach kosher, ksheira, the sukkah is going to be kosher, because it's pretty much a kosher sukkah. It just has some spits, some kelim on top of it as well, but it's 50-50. That's what the Gemara is going to assume. It's 50-50, and that's good enough. Hachotit begadish la'asos sukkah, ein a sukkah. If a person digs in a haystack, in a hollow area, the size of a sukkah, it's not a valid sukkah at all. So says Gemara, le'metavi tiufta de Rav Huna, b'rei de Rav Yeshua. Our Mishnah seems to be against Rav Huna, b'rei de Rav Yeshua. Why? De itmar, paritz ka'omid, Rav Papa amar mutter, Rav Huna, b'rei de Rav Yeshua, amar aser. Let's say you have a mechitza that's exactly 50-50. It's 50% there and 50% not there. So we know generally you would follow Rov, but what if it's exactly 50-50? So that predictably is a machlokas. Rav Papa says it's fine. Rav Huna Brei Yeshua says no good. So don't you see our Mishnah is against Rav Huna Brei Yeshua, is like Rav Papa? Because our Mishnah said that if it's 50% schach, 50% no schach, it's fine. So Amalach Rav Huna Brei Yeshua, my kamosan, b'nichnas v'yotze. No, you know what our Mishnah means when it says kamosan? It doesn't mean that it's exactly 50-50. It means that there's enough space that you can take the spits in and out of the schach. It means you left a little more space than the size of the spits in between them. No, if our Mishnah says you left exactly the same amount of space, we know that you're able to measure it, so why would we assume that you didn't measure it? You're able to. Sam Rabbi Yam ibn Ma'adif. Now the case is that, of course, you're able to measure it to keep it 50-50. Not of course, but we might assume that you're able to measure it and keep it 50-50, but that's just simply not the case. The case in our Mishnah is you left a little extra space. Rav Amar afilu teima b'shein ma'adif. Even if you didn't leave extra space, im ha'inosim shasi nosin erev, erev nosin shasi. That it could be that the case is, if you have the schach puzzle running lengthwise, you run the schach kasher widthwise, so it overlaps the schach pasul, and therefore, or vice versa, and therefore, in total, you have more schach kasher than schach pasul. Good. So the what our Gemara just said is that from our Mishnah, it sounds like exactly 50% schach kasher and 50% schach pasul is kasher is fine, but we said not necessarily. We're talking about a case. We have two ways of explaining our Mishnah, that the case is where it's more than 50% schach kasher. Good, so says the Gemara further. We had said in the Mishnah, Oba Aruchos Hamita, that one of the types of schach pasul that we spoke about is the sides of a bed. So says the Gemara, wait a second. The sides of a bed, that means you don't have a whole bed. It means it's just a broken off piece of a bed. Shouldn't that be kosher schach? It's not a kli anymore. Lema Maseyela, Rabbi Ami Bar Tavyomi. Ooh, so this seems to be a raya. It's Rabbi Ami Bar Tavyomi. Tamer Rabbi Ami Bar Tavyomi. Sicha Bivla'i Kalim Psula. Because he's the one that says that if you cover a sukkah with worn out pieces of cloth, the sukkah is going to be pasul. It used to be clothing, it used to be a kli. It's no longer a kli. Even though it's no longer a kli, I'm sorry, if it used to be a kli, if it were still a kli, it should be pasul, but it's no longer a kli. No. Since it used to be a kli, that's enough to make it pasul. So we must be assuming like that, that since the bed used to be a kli, even though now it's broken and you only have the side of the bed, it's still going to be pasul. So the Gemara says, not necessarily a raya that we hold like Rav Ami Bar Tavyomi. Kedam Rabbi Chanan Amar Rabbi, Baruchah v'shtei kra'ayim, b'katzaru v'shtei kra'ayim. You know, in a different context, Rabbi Chanan said, b'shem Rabbi, that if you have the long part of the bed with two legs, or the short part of the bed with two legs of the bed, that's enough of the bed to be considered a kli. So since he said that in a different context, hachanami, that might be what our Mishnah means as well. Baruchah v'shtei kra'ayim, b'katzaru v'shtei kra'ayim. Our Mishnah might be talking about a significant enough piece of the bed that it's actually still called a kli. But ein achinami, a really broken piece of the bed that has no functionality currently, ein achinami would be absolutely pasul and would be absolutely kosher and would be no problem to use a schach. So says Gemara, what was the original? original context. Heichi idmar Rabbi Chanan Amar Rebbe. Where was that statement of Rabbi Chanan Amar Rebbe? So says the Gemara Ahoditnan. It was on a Mishnah in the 18th parak of Maseches Kelim, where the Mishnah says, Mita mitames chavila. A bed frame can become tamei when it's intact, when it's whole. Umetaheres chavila. And it can become tahar. You put it in the mikvah as a whole unit. Divrei Rabbi Elazar, that is Rabbi Elazar's shita. The Chum say even if it's broken up into pieces, it can become tamei umetaheres evarim, and therefore you can put it into the mikveh separately in little pieces. My nihu. So what do we mean in pieces? What kind of parts of the bed frame are still considered a kli that it could become tamei? So that's where Amar Rebbe Chanan Amar Rebbe doesn't mean like little tiny broken off shards, broken off little pieces of a bed. Of course, that's not a kli, and that cannot become tamei. You know what we mean when we say, you know what the Chum mean when they say that even a varim of a bed, that even limbs of a bed, pieces of a bed, are still considered a kli? Aruch l'shtei chara'ayim. You have the long side of the bed and two of its legs. Or k'tsara v'shtei chara'ayim. You have the short side of the bed and two of its legs. Ay, l'may chazya. What are you going to do if you only have one side of the bed, even if you have its legs with it? You could still use it. It's still a kli, because it's still usable. You know how? L'mis mechinu aguda. You could put it up against a wall, l'mesa v'layim, and then sit on it, u'mishtashli, and or you could weave ropes between the bed and the wall and lie on the ropes that are between the bed and the wall. So it's usable, meaning there's some functionality to it. And because there's some functionality to it, that's why it's still considered a kli. Good, so in our Mishnah said that a piece of a bed is considered schach pasul, it's either assuming that anything that used to be a kli is schach pasul, or it's assuming that it's a big enough piece of a bed that it's still somewhat functional. Okay, we will stop there, Be'ez Hashem. Next time we will pick up at Gufa.